This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0. I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I suspect you are because you're listening to this radio show. And welcome to the real world, right? Welcome to the real world. Anyway, please visit our website at agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Tomorrow is going to be the first time in a long time in American history that it's going to be made. But the first time in a long time that a state has held a convention, a constitutional convention, and that is going to be held in Harris Ranch, California. And it's New California State. New California State that's going to be coming together for the first time as a constitutional convention. Now, actually for the first time, the human beings have actually been together at one point in one time. It's a spectacular, event that's going to be happening. It's going to be making history here nationally. And we're just sort of a little bit excited about it. In fact, we're a lot excited about it. And all these people are going to be coming together from all around California, one place, one time, and working on a constitution. Actually, that's why it's called the first constitutional convention. We'll have several more, but this is evoking, I think, a lot of emotions in a lot of people because we're going to change the whole face of the United States of America and actually create a 51st state. It's pretty obvious we are the chosen ones to be able to do this, and we're going to be doing it. So anyway, that's just a little bit of a plug. It's not even a little bit of a plug. It's a large plug, and we're going to keep that plug in the bottom of the boat. Anyway, so please, like I said, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. You can email me, paul@a21r.com, and I will be ready for the Sunday Slam, as we call it, when emails come rolling in from all over the United States. So whatever, I don't know if it's the number 21 or the number 2 or 1 or agenda or whatever it evokes in you to decide to email me on Sundays. So it's paul@a21r.com. This started a number of years ago. This whole notion of emailing Paul at Agenda 21 Radio, a21r.com. We announced that, actually it's when we put that, I've always had the domain for a21r.com for years. And, we put that out there and all just boom, one Sunday, Albany, New York. Thank you very much. We just started getting hit from the New York area. And then all of a sudden it started to spread, and I started talking about it more and more. And then pretty soon, you know, we're getting a couple dozen here, a couple dozen there. And it's kind of like, I don't know what it is. It happens at 4. It's almost like clockwork. That was the thing that was weird. Like, there must be some national algorithm. Since we're talking about Agenda 21, I'm not talking about Al Gore. I said an algorithm. Anyway, there must be some sort of algorithm going on in the mindset of people with the number 21 on the brain. Talk about insane in the membrane, insane in the brain. Number 21 really can, I guess it can inspire motivation in people who do something with their emails on Sunday to bug Paul. No, it's not bugging. I enjoy it. I think it's pretty funny now. Anyway, so they got the Sunday Slam coming up, and we got, of course, what's going on down in Harris Ranch. A lot of things this weekend, lots and lots of things, and of course, the momentum is really swung towards New California. No doubt about that. We have been feeling it like you cannot believe over the last couple of days. And that goes along with that whole Tim Draper new state or three-state business where the California Supreme Court. Now, this is the thing. I'm going to come back to this, actually. In the third hour, we'll talk a little bit more about this because it'll be more compelling then. But it was this decision in the Supreme Court of California. Now, listen, I wrap your head, wrap your mind around this, okay? How do you wrap your mind around something? But let's just try, okay? You have an extremely liberal court. An extremely liberal court in the California Supreme Court. It is. It's a really, really liberally biased. I mean, come on, give me a break. Can't get more liberal than that. And anyway, it's kind of interesting the what they do with the Supreme Court justices of California. They all travel around their little limos, yeah, with bodyguards, security guards. Yeah, yeah, I bet you didn't know that. Yeah, you go down there and sometimes you see it down there. In Sacramento, also in San Francisco, that's where the big building is. And there's also, there's two buildings, one in San Francisco, big one, and then there's one in Sacramento. So, you know, they just drive back and forth. I don't, anyway. But these guys are extremely liberal. And Tim Draper. Now, he may say, I'm not liberal. Right. Okay, that's why he has billions and billions of dollars. And why he comes up with this absolutely leftist notion for three states. First, it was six states, which would have yielded, believe it or not, the six-state solution, right, which would have yielded five more Democratic states. I mean, just the way he broke those out, it was kind of like, so everybody said, no, that's dead on arrival as well. Well, it was dead at the scene. That one was really dead at the scene. And so he comes up with another one called the three-state. I think really kind of after New California started to come around, they said, well, we better get something out there on the table to intimidate and you know, make it weird on people. And anyway, so this one, Draper comes up, and he's extremely liberal, extremely liberal. And listen, and one other thing, so now we've got liberal, but there's the third liberal thing. And this, there was an environmental group that actually prompted the suit against Draper so that we keep the three-state initiative off the ballot in November. And they were liberal. Now, go figure. So here's where the mind wrap is. How do you get liberal, and they come up with a conservative decision? What is wrong with that picture? I mean, you think, oh, my God, we're going to get communism for sure out of it. But they stop it cold. Three liberal things. Well, there must be an algorithm there, huh? When you get three L's equals C. All right. Listen, I'm not going to get into formulas. Or binomial expansions and things like that. I'm not. I'm just not. I'm tempted. I'm tempted because, you know, I can go there. When I go there, I get there, you know. I'm talking tough on math here. Algebra and geometry and calculus. Oh, God, calculus. Everybody dreaded that. I didn't. I did initially, but, you know, I got over it. Okay, so why does that happen, though? Why does that happen? Well, I think what happened was is that they said, I really think, especially the court, and well, the court, what happened was there was a need on the liberal extremist conservative side because they said, God, this is really going to shake up on the liberal conservationist side. This is this group that they had out there, extremely liberal, environmental wackos. They're wackos. So the wackos said, wait a minute, this is going to shake us up to the core. I mean, this is going to destroy us. So we better do something about it. So we're going to react and we're going to get it stopped. And we're going to base our argument that this is going to be way too destructive. But then the judges, they look at this and go, wait a minute. This is going to be really, really embarrassing if we fine for Draper. Because why? The Constitution is so clear. It's so pristine. It's so crystal clear. We can't embarrass ourselves. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back. We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit that website, agenda21radio.news, newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, so perusing. Now listen, today it's permitted to peruse the various news journals and websites and so on, and which is what we do on Fridays, of course. Just thought I'd let you know, just so those of you that are newcomers to the show, this is what we do. We kind of go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And I do have a schedule. I do have an agenda. It's kind of, it's prescriptive. And you know how I am about the prescriptive thing. I'm kind of like, okay, I spend all this time writing it down. But we'll get there. Somehow cover most of what I put down on paper, but it sometimes comes out a little bit different. But listen, I got a bite on something because I just opened up Drudge. And actually, I had it open before, what happens is when Drudge refreshes, all of a sudden the screen kind of goes, it comes in and out. No, it just did it. It just did it. Okay. Right in front of my eyes, it's like on command. Let's try this again and see if it happens again. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Nothing. Okay, well, we got lucky that time. Obviously, it's 9:23 on the East Coast. Somebody's reporting to work, getting to work, putting the stories up. Okay, cut and paste necessarily. Okay, but this one. Look at this one. We're talking about algorithms, and it's alga. No, it's algorithm. Algorithm. So this is, I'm biting on this one. It says, what's ideal caffeine fix? Algorithm can tell. Wait a minute, I just, in the last segment I was talking about algorithms. This is from the Wall Street Journal. Breaking news, a mathematical model the Army developed to calculate the ideal dose of caffeine to keep soldiers alert could benefit drowsy civilians. I'm shocked that they'd be worried about keeping their military people alert, right? I mean, you know, come on. Benny's anyone? Benny's. Benny and the Jets. No. So that's it. What is your ideal caffeine fix? That's from the Wall Street Journal. It's an interesting little thing. It says, if you need to wake up, caffeine can help. But for the optimal jolt, how much and when? And the U.S. Army and Department of Defense have developed an algorithm to answer the question. It's of critical interest because soldiers may go for days without getting enough sleep or, in some cases, any sleep at all. Yeah, I know. Well, I don't know. I understand that. I understand the no sleep at all thing. Perfectly timed, an ideal portion of caffeine can fend off fatigue that might otherwise jeopardize a mission to put lives at risk. So every morning when you get up, and by the way, I have a fresh cup of brew in my grubby little hand, and I'm going to partake right now. And it's hot. It says, but the mathematical model could also benefit drowsy civilians. Okay, we got the little tease going on there. It says, if you come to work, drink caffeine, then you'll have mental acuity improved by 40% for 4 hours. Wouldn't you like that? Dr. Reifman said. Who's Reifman? Okay. Oh, I forgot. It says, this deals directly with the soldier's readiness, said Jacques Reifman, a senior research scientist at the U.S. Army Medical Research and Material Command at Fort Detrick, Maryland, who helped develop the algorithm. So here's a little algorithm. I'm not going to get into that. It says, come to work. You get buzzed for 4 hours on this stuff. Wow. Is that what happens? I mean, but, you know, I get up in the morning and I go through the first pot by showtime. And, you know, that's why the fresh brew comes out. And, man, we are raring to go. And by the third out, we are pumped beyond all recognition. So that explains it right there. There's an algorithm. I have to get on the algorithm. Uh-huh. Got a little chart here, and it shows how it kind of moves and sways around and gives you a 10 a.m., 9 a.m. business and all this stuff. A well-rested person will react to a visual stimulus in about a quarter of a second. Uh-huh. However, here are a mean response times after 5 hours of sleep without caffeine and with 100 milligrams equivalent to 8 ounces of weak caffeine at 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. And the optimal dose for the scenario, according to the algorithm designed by the Army. Come on. This page, what's going on here? It says by the Army, it says the research improves upon existing one size fits all military guidelines. It says about 40% of soldiers sleep no more than 5 hours a night, substantially less than the 7+ hours recommended by the U.S. Disease Control Center and Prevention. Those who don't get enough rest are advised by the guidelines to consume 200 milligrams of caffeine. I get it now. Man, you see these algorithms, they really do help. Drink coffee so your algorithm, now not Al Gore, come on. Listen, this an algorithm is well beyond the capability and potential of what Al Gore, you know, if Al Gore can't understand a simple thing like carbon, he doesn't even understand it's an element. I mean, seriously, and he has the whole world on this hoax business. And I've been saying this for years. Listen, I've been out and proud for 30, 40 years on this issue of environmentalism, by the way. I just forget the algorithm on that one. I mean, there's no science being applied there. But some of the other stuff that I got up this morning to, it says, a hairy issue. Sailors tell Navy, we want beards. All right. Mass protesters hurl feces at pro-Trump coffee shop. Here's another. Democrats are less inclined to cheat on spouses than Republicans. Gosh darn, it reminds me of that Bob Hope scene where he's talking about, somebody's talking to him about zombies and a zombie apocalypse. And he turns and he says, oh, you must be talking about Democrats. Right? Democrats, zombies. Impeachment emerges as next Dem litmus test. Okay, a Musk meltdown fear. This is Elon Musk. He's, you know, I guess he's kind of temperamental. Meltdown, of course, is this is really Chris Street territory. By the way, the Elon Musk, all this business. He has been hounding Elon Musk for years, hounding our Chris Street. You know, writes for Breitbart. Our Chris Street has absolutely been hounding Elon Musk. And for those of you that don't know about Elon Musk, how many of you out there know about Elon Musk? I can see your hands, some raised, some not. Elon Musk's bizarre tweets are raising red flags on Wall Street. This is from the New York Post. It says, Tesla. Elon Musk has been tweeting as if he's high as one of his SpaceX rockets. See, that's the same guy. SpaceX and Tesla, get it? Yeah. The guy, listen, I'll tell you, those rockets, that SpaceX thing is really hot, but the Teslas, they've got some core meltdowns. Wall Street analysts, regulators, and the media have all been recent victims of the eccentric billionaire, but is calling a member of his team rescuing the Thai kids a pedo did more than raise eyebrows. Is this pedo-gate? I don't know. But when we come back, we'll take a little bit more of a look at this one. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresson and the Agenda 21 Show.
Elon Musk. Elon Musk. There's some things going on with this guy, and we really should get Chris Street on that. You know, where has he been? He's been lost and wandering out there in the miasma, in the ether of it all. So this Elon Musk guy is he comes out and he says he's acting really recent. Now listen. This guy's making millions upon millions upon millions of dollars. And what he's doing is, you know, he's sitting here thinking, oh, my God, I got to go out and I got to do my thing. And what is going on? I don't know really what's happening. And Elon is the kind of guy who's making a lot of money in the stock market, but he's not producing anything on the other end. Tesla is absolutely folding for him. Absolutely folding. And so as a result, what's happening is that, you know, he's got the other part of it, though, the SpaceX business, which is just absolutely taken off. He's a multi-billionaire to beyond all control, but the stock market's really concerned. I mean, the markets are concerned because he doesn't produce anything with Tesla. And Tesla has issues. Tesla has major issues. Anyway, so there you have it. Tesla has major issues. And so the stock, the people in the stock market are asking questions about his behavior. It says here the July 15th tweet prompted an open letter from Loop Ventures' Gene Munster. No, seriously, the guy's name is Gene Munster. No, not the Munsters. It says, who describes Musk's behavior as fueling an unhelpful perception of your leadership, thin-skinned and short-tempered. The Munster letter on July 17th, this is one where he wrote, where he was calling one of the guys that he sent in to this rescue team to help the Thai soccer kids. He called them a pedo, like, you know, a pedophile. Musk calling in a request to Sierra Club executive director Mike Brune, Brune, B-R-U-N-E, to make public the $6 million plus in previously anonymous donations that Musk made to the environmental group. His purpose, as reported by Bloomberg, was to deflect flack for donating $38,900 to a pro-Republican PAC last quarter. Wow. Musk got around the apologizing to the pedo guy on Wednesday, according to the rescuer's criticism of the anti-submarine, of the mini anti, of the mini submarine Musk sent to assist the soccer team's rescue does not justify my actions against him. Musk's sincerity was suspect, however, as the pedo guy had already threatened to sue Musk's $22.2 million Twitter. I'm sorry, million dollars. See, I'm thinking million dollars. It says Musk 22.2 million Twitter followers give the entrepreneur a bully pulpit that he ill-advisedly uses this month to dress down a blog writer named Lintel Lopez. Okay, on July 5th, he tweeted. This is kind of interesting. Lopez Lintel has published several false articles about Tesla, including a doozy where she claimed Tesla scrapped more batteries than our total five times three production number, which is physically impossible. I mean, there's something wrong. I mean, this is a production line issue, and a person tweets something like that. I mean, they're making cars, get it? How does this person know about this? And then he's the multi-billionaire who tweets and responds back. And that's called thin skin, ladies and gentlemen. That's what that's called. He also accused the Business Insider writer of being motivated by short seller Jim Chanos, whom Musk called Tesla's most prominent short seller. Her articles print Chanos' view verbatim, he added. This is not journalism. Musk doesn't limit his wrath to individual journalists, which is why on May 23rd he said he'd take on the entire industry by developing a fake news honest journalism scorecard. Oh, no. Going to create a site. This is what his quote is. Going to create a site where the public can rate the core truth of any article and track the credibility score over time of each journalist editor publication. He tweeted, thinking of calling it Pravda. That means Pravda is Russian for truth. Okay, Elon. It says, the holier than thou, this is another one, the holier than thou hypocrisy of big media companies who lay claim to the truth, but publish only enough to sugarcoat the lie. What's he saying here? This is why the public no longer respects them, he concluded. Is he a Trumper? Is he a Trumper? Let's just out Elon Musk. He's starting to sound like a Trumper. Is he a Trumper is the big question. Many believe the cloud over Musk's head took shape during a May 2nd analyst earnings call. Now, this is where it gets down to it. And this is why I think when you talk about Elon Musk, he gets a little thin skin because he rightfully has thin skin because there's some not so honest things going on. I mean, here you are, a billionaire, and you haven't made a dime in your company for forever. At any time, they haven't made a profit at all. This is the big thing. Profitability is not there for Elon Musk. So you're a billionaire and you don't make a profit. How do you do that? And that's what I think Chris Street, I'm not speaking for him, but I think that's what Chris Street always gets down to in his articles. How do you become a billionaire and don't make a profit anywhere at any time? So people, except for the SpaceX thing, which, you know, he's been keeping the space thing going with his billions of dollars. But on the other hand, with Tesla, it's a complete flop and failure. These electric motors, you know, and it gets thin. And listen, I better watch it. If he's hearing me and we're talking about this failure business about Tesla, you know, he might throw an algorithm at me or something like that, or at least splash coffee in my face just to wake me up. Boring, boneheaded questions are not cool, he said, in response to a question about Tesla's projected capital expenditures. These questions are so dry, they're killing me. Okay, Elon, brother. Let's help a brother out here, Elon. Let's help a brother out. What do you think? I think it's crazy, crazy, crazy. That's what I think. But this is Elon Musk. He could be crazy, crazy, crazy. Listen, this guy is a billionaire, and he can throw it around. But this is the big point. If you're in the stock market business, you want to see results. And if you've got a company that's not turning a profit and you're just pouring billions of dollars from the market to him, see, this is the big gig. He was making a killing during the Obama era when nobody would question his credibility. And he had an electric car. And by the way, I've stopped by the Tesla showroom there in over there by Stanford. Palo Alto or Menlo Park? I can't remember which one it is. But I stopped by. It was pretty awesome. This was back in the day, though, when he first started out. And the guys, you know, the salesman would approach, you want to buy a Tesla? I'm like, oh, I'm looking at these. They're beautiful cars. Said, nah, you know, I don't have the pocket change for that one. Sorry, bub. But beautiful cars. Back in the day. These electric cars, they've got a long ways to go. And a car like that one, especially, they catch fire. And they don't turn a profit. That's a big problem. Anyway, stay with us. We're coming here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Crazy things going. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also remember, right to voice, right to voice. You have a right to voice. Your First Amendment right is protected by right to voice, R-I-G-H-T, the number 2, V-O-I-C-E. It is the answer. It is the replacement for Facebook, right to voice. Yeah, it's a fabulous platform. They're finalizing and developing it right now. It's new on the scene. And you need to get on board with this one and scrap Facebook, because they're not going to censor your content as we've been having. Of course, everybody's been having this problem. By the way, those of you that have been having real big internet problems, or excuse me, website problems, raise your hand if you're conservative. I got both hands in the air because we've got, you know, multiple websites. They seem to be going on the attack mode here in the last 4 or 5 days. I have a feeling something to do with New California. It really picked up. This is no joke, and I'm not the only one, but our problems with New California website, and some of you have called and said, that what's wrong with the site? It's doing this, that, and the other. Well, there's nothing wrong with the site, but somebody's doing something out there. We've known that. And our apologies to you if you've been trying to get on this, that, and the other. And by the way, let's see, when was that decision that happened with the three-state? Oh, that would have been Wednesday in the afternoon, about 1:15. By Wednesday in the evening, about 5 o'clock, we started the number of complaints and concerns was over the top. Hello? About what was going on. Yeah, yeah. Think about that. So anyway, and it's been continuing. It was continuing at 1 o'clock this morning when I was doing my thing down there, down here, and things were not working. It's working now. I don't know if they said, "Oh, you know, we better stop messing around because Paul Preston's going to call us out." I mean, this is the kind of stuff we deal with all the time. They're not destroying the website like some of our sites they used to do. We have reaction to that now. We got that under control. But just the interference is going on. And so we understand that. So we're on it. We're on it. And I know I got to tell you, I have not looked at my emails in a couple hours. So I don't know. But, I mean, I know the site's fine. all both of the sites are fine. So we're surviving on that one. Okay, let's get back to it here. We got a lot of other things going on. We're going to get into in the second hour. You know, Judge Jeanine Pirro is going to be a guest here on the 24th on Agenda 21 Radio. So that's going to be Tuesday of next week. She'll be guesting with us, and we appreciate that. She's got her Liars, Leakers, and Fools, you know, book that's out there, and it's really knocking it out. And yesterday on Whoopi Goldberg's show, Whoopi Goldberg chased her off off the show. And it's really amazing. What can I say? We're going to talk about this in the second. I'll play most of it, and you can hear it in the exchange. The vitriol towards Judge Jeanine as she was expressing herself, and of course, all these women—the hate was on the surface. You could see it. It was just like, wow. And Whoopi Goldberg, I'm sorry, girlfriend, it's over. You know, you and I were broken up. Our relationship is over. Listen, I like Judge Jeanine. I'm a fan. She can be harsh. She can be crass. She's also a judge, and she's been a 5-time elected official. I mean, she has got the experience that people do not have, especially like a Whoopi Goldberg. They're in two different classes. They really are. Whoopi Goldberg has no clue legally of what's going on like a Judge Jeanine. She can't even light a candle remotely, but she can hate. She knows how to be a hater, and she's learned that skill over years. And, of course, that's exactly what she was doing openly on her TV show, being a hater. All right, I'm going to hold that off till the next hour, because we're going to get into that. The dollar tumbles as Trump blasts China EU currency manipulation and Fed is tightening. Totally anticipated, just to let you know. A big tragedy, though. 13 killed as duck boat capsizes in Missouri. A lot of them kids. A lot of them kids. A duck boat. Why would you have 13 people on a duck boat? Probably with, what, shotguns? I just don't get that. It says, says here, 13 dead, others missing after boat capsizes on Table Rock Lake in stormy weather. What are they doing out there in stormy weather? Near Branson, Missouri, at least 13 people were killed and 4 others were missing after a tourist boat capsized on Table Rock Lake as a powerful storm moved through on Thursday night, the Missouri Highway Patrol said. Sergeant Jason Pace of the Highway Patrol gave the grim tally early Friday. He said the victims ranged from children, possibly as young as 1 year old, to elderly. The boat had carried 31 people in all. 14 people survived. 7 of those were injured, and one of them had, and one of the 7 had serious injuries. Pace said the 12th and 13th bodies were pulled from the lake overnight. Dive team rescue operations worked overnight in waters as deep as 80 feet. And authorities plan a news conference, blah, 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 blah. Duck boat. So I guess it's a boat designed to have a duck blind on it, maybe? That's the, I don't know. What is a duck boat? Oh, you know what a duck boat, oh, I'm sorry. Okay, a duck boat. You know what a duck boat is. It's a former amphibious military boat. They call them duck boats, and they have them all over. We went out on a duck boat, and by the way, it's kind of interesting. A duck boat was made to be an assault landing vehicle. And they have a really shallow draft, and they've also, the gunnels are like right along the water level. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
One, 0. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Two, 1, 1, 0.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Okay, so this duck boat thing, not like duck boat. Got it. I know. I need that coffee algorithm. I do. So anyway, but this is serious business. A lot of people died here. And, you know, these craft were used for, in World War II, and I think in Korea too. They have a very, very, the gunnels are not real big, real high on them. And, of course, deliberately so, because, you know, when these boats would go in on the beaches, you know, land on the beaches, it was made so that these guys could hop over the sides real quick, and also not to have a greater target for the enemy to be shooting at you, you know, if you have a high gun. So they're deliberately made that way. And by the way, I've been on them, I don't know, Seattle went on at some of the other places I've been around the nation, I've been on those boats. And, you know, every time you get on them, they give you like a life vest. Your first clue of but impending doom is the life vest they give you when you get on a boat, right? The other one is I had the chance to go up and do a thing, for a report basically, on aviation, and I got to fly in some formation flying and also dogfighting. And the clue there was when they made me wear a parachute. Yes. Then they gave me a quick lesson on how to jump out of the airplane if something was to happen. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit the website, agenda21radio.com.
Stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.